Madison Plains Board of Vacation together to start. Go ahead and call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Here.
Mr. Brandt.
Here.
Mr. Swonger.
Here.
Mr. Morlock.
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Present.
Mr. Hall's present.
Dean, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
I'm honored. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome.
Moving on to election of officers, I make the motion that Michael Brandt act as board president for the 2013-2014 term, correct?
Second.
Is there any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I move nominations to be closed.
With that, I'd like to congratulate Mr. Brandt as the president.
I just want to let everyone know one thing on my behalf. If people out there see, my house currently is up for sale. However, I am looking at houses both in and outside of the district. And my plan is to continue to serve Madison Plains as long as I'm legally able to do so. So hopefully we'll find a place here. But I just wanted to let everyone know that.
With that, the gavel is yours and so is the meeting, sir.
Do I have a nomination for board vice president?
I'd like to nominate for the Ken Morlock for vice president.
I'll second. Anyone else?
I'd like to nominate Linda Blankenship.
I'll decline so we can kind of just stay in rotation. So, thank you, Bill.
Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I move nominations be closed.
Mr. Morlock is vice president.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to accept the following schedule of regular board meetings for the 2013 calendar year. All meetings will be held in the district meeting room, which is here in the elementary building.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
I wanted to have some discussion on this one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had trouble getting my thing up. March 19th is going to be a bad day for a meeting for me. The Central Region Spring Conference was moved from the 20th to the 19th due to conflicting things at the site that they're doing it. So I will not be able to be present on the 19th. If we can move that to maybe the 20th or even the 18th, that could work. I don't know what will work for you guys.
Does anyone else have any scheduling problems?
None that I'm aware of this time.
I don't have a problem amending.
But Central Region meeting is on the 19th.
Yes.
The spring conferences, yeah. Yeah, and me being the president, I'm going to have to be there.
Okay.
Well, the rest of us should be there, too. Central Region spring meeting.
Do we want to move the meeting to Monday or Wednesday or maybe even the week before?
So go with the 12th or 26th? Go with the 12th. Okay. Does anyone else have any problems with the 12th?
I don't have a problem.
Okay. I'll amend the motion for that purpose. You okay with that, Linda?
Yes, that's fine.
I'll second your amendment.
Linda's your original second okay with that change?
She said it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Please call the roll.
I have roll called through Mr. Morlock.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody else is still fine with their yes votes for the amendment?
Did we vote on the amendment already?
Well, No, we didn't vote on the amendment, but you changed it during the actual action.
So we're voting on the motion to change that date and accept the schedule.
Right.
Got you.
All in one shot. And the motion carried.
Do I have a motion for legal counsel?
Mr. President, I move to appoint John Podersky as legal counsel for the ensuing calendar year.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
I'd just like to ask, is there, have we looked any more to see if we can get somebody closer to possibly take this over for him? Okay.
John doesn't charge us mileage when he has to come here, so that makes any difference.
No, but he's still up there in Cleveland, isn't he?
You're Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I like having him on our side.
He has a lot of knowledge of the district, so.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number 3?
I'll make a motion that the following be approved. I won't read all of those. They're listed. Items 1 through 13.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I think. There's something else I have discussion on, but not this one.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number 4?
Can we put names in there and then make the motion? Can we put the names in and then make the motion?
That's what you need to do. Yeah.
If you're the first, you put the name in.
And then you put the name in.
You want to do it?
I've been the legislative liaison. I can't remember who was the alternate, but yeah.
I think we ought to have Ken as the legislative liaison. Because he's got lots of experience and is really good at it.
Okay.
And unless somebody else wants it, I'll be more than happy to serve as the alternate.
I'll second. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion that Don Swanger be appointed to act as student achievement liaison for OSBA for 2013.
Second.
Discussion? Don, is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Mr. President, I move that you be appointed on the Audit Committee for 2013. If I'm not mistaken, you've been on the Audit Committee for the last few years, correct? Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion that Linda Blankenship be appointed to serve on the Wellness Committee for 2013.
I'll second that.
Is it okay, Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that Michael Brandt and Linda Blankenship be appointed to serve on the Insurance Committee for the 2013 year.
Second.
Is it okay, Linda?
Yes, that's fine.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion that the Board of Education compensation be set at $120 per meeting for up to 24 meetings per year. This change is effective for each new term of office after the date of this motion. This is in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code 3313.12. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Okay, this, nothing changes until January 1, 2014. Okay.
What are we getting now?
$120 per meeting for 12 meetings.
Oh, okay. So this is going to go for 24 meetings.
Right.
Well,
revised code
could actually,
you could actually say $120 for as many meetings as you have. And some districts do that. Some have 24, some have 12. It's just a matter of where the board wants to set it.
I really don't think we need to increase it for meetings. As a matter of fact, it would be okay with me, Tim, if you just go ahead and take my check, put it in general fund. But I know how you handle that, so I try to dedicate or donate mine out when it comes to me. So I'm opposed to this, and I don't think we need to increase it anymore.
I have to agree with Dave. I don't like the idea that we do that for 24 meetings. We get our salary, as small as it might be, for serving the district, and knowing that we've got some levy issues going to be coming around the corner for us pretty quick, that's not going to look too good or favorably upon the board. I'd rather we keep things as they are and stick with the 10-year plan and go from there.
Since that was brought up by Mr. Morlock, is there a possibility I can go ahead and declare that now, and that you just dedicate my money to any of the levy type campaigns? I know they need money too, so.
The short answer is no, we can't do it that way. You can donate it.
I'll just donate it back.
Right.
Okay.
And this would only affect the new members as they're elected.
Correct. You're not allowed to increase your compensation during term.
Right. Anyone else?
The only reason that I consider this is when we look at the number of people that run for this office or position or whatever it is, showing is usually pretty low. And the last time we didn't even have enough people running for two positions. And I'd like to see a lot more people running for school board in this school district. I think our kids deserve more people concerned about schools enough to run for school board, and I don't know whether raising that would help or not, but I know we certainly don't pull very many people who want to serve on the school board in this school district. And I guess that would help pull more people in. Doesn't guarantee you'll get anybody any better, but it would help pull more people in to run. It's a small price to pay.
I agree with you, Don. We need to have more people. I'd like to see 50 people apply, but I don't think we should be enticing people with money when it should be an obligation or a duty. Should be felt as a duty to apply for this job.
Give me an idea how many meetings we had last year, Tim.
I think we had about
16. Yeah, it wasn't very many months we had two meetings.
On average, it's about maybe two meetings you'd be looking at. If we added two meetings a year, I think the total cost on that would be, 1,400 dollars.
Double what you get.
Again, I think if you want to go with this motion, you can go with this motion, pass it or fail it. Those of you who want to keep the money can keep the money. Those of you that want to donate the money can donate the money to the levy or an athletic fund or whatever you want to do, but we can kick this all night. So
right.
I think we just
do what you
feel. You know, you can, like I said, you can, I understand Don's point of view. You know, we have enough trouble getting people, you know, just to attend, although I have had people ask me, what do you make? And, you know, it's not a earth-shattering amount of money that we receive that, you know. So, but I think we need to just do whatever you want to as an individual, but I think we need to vote on the motion.
Please call the vote.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Morlock?
No.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Does anyone have anything for the board work session?
Yes. report, actually short report from Tolles. We had our organization meeting last week. Doug Maggie again was reelected president of the Tolles board. Janie Lambert from Fairbanks is the vice president. I am the student liaison from Tolles as well as Madison Plains now. And well, the other thing is the Metropolitan Educational Council, which is one of the biggest buying organizations in the state. One out of every four schools in the state of Ohio belongs to MEC. I'm chairman-elect of that organization. I'm on the executive committee and the governing board. Mr. Hall has given me a challenge. We have a new superintendent at Metropolitan Educational Council, and the goal or mission that we're looking at is not only are we the biggest now, but we also want to be the biggest and the best, and we want to serve the schools in the state of Ohio and hopefully get prices down lower than what they are now. One of my goals, personal goals on this, is to get Madison Plains to join, and I know that if we do, it'll be because we have met our mission and we are getting good prices on things, and not only will we benefit from it, but other schools will as well. So I'll keep working on that as long as I serve on that board. Our special ed department took a look at our kids who are in situation where they might not graduate. Out of our total enrollment, we had 70 kids who have failing at least one subject, some of them more than that. Anyway, we started in December and got a lot of extra volunteering from the staff and so forth, and that number has dropped from 70 kids at this point. We're down to 24, and we've got the rest of the year to get those 24 through, so it looks like a real good possibility. But that was a we were a little bit disappointed that there was that many kids who were failing one subject on the OGT, and but we did manage to bring that number down quite a bit. So our kids are in better shape than they were. Our new superintendent, who has now been superintendent for a year, was just elected to the Union County Chamber of Commerce. We have at Tolles a very close relationship with the chambers of Franklin County, Union County, and Madison County, because we want to work with the businesses. We want to know what those businesses need in the way of training or train people for the jobs that they have. And with Kim now on as chairman of the Union County Chamber, we've got some real close insight as to what's going on there. But essentially, they're looking at changing the way they do things up there, because they've become issue-focused, and they're looking for a better connection between education and workforce needs in Union County. And we're working on that as well with Madison County and Franklin County. Tolls, as of now, we are growing. We have, last count was 632 students, which is since 2005, I believe that number at that time was around 450. We're now up to 632 at Tolls. We have another 234 students in satellite programs, most of those being at Dublin, but we also have Project Search, which is a program for special education students to stay an extra year in high school and receive training before they get their diploma. It's paid for, it's covered. Right now, this is starting our fourth year. We've averaged 10 kids per year in that program, and of those 30 students that have gone through that program, 29 are fully employed. Many of those are still at Dublin Methodist, but we're looking at expanding that program over the next couple years because it makes these kids productive citizens, taxpayers. They become a tremendous asset to the community, and they get to pay taxes just like the rest of us. So, fantastic program. But the other thing, and I know I've reported this before, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I know that Kim is working on a satellite program down here, but I think it's adult education. Have you had to? Okay, I'm not sure exactly who she's working with the program, but I know that she is looking at Madison Plains as to serve as the host for that program. The other thing that we're looking at in Madison County is to get a program in logistics started, because there's a lot of jobs available in the Madison County area in logistics, and hopefully we can draw some people into that kind of program. We're doing our best to grow, to get the word out. I thought it was rather interesting. We did a survey of local businesses, and the results of the survey, and I'll read this because it's kind of sad. I know I talk a lot about Madison Plains and Tolls both being one of the biggest and well-kept secrets in Madison County, but results of that survey, when they asked about program knowledge and what Tolls provided, Tolls does not offer one program that has strong business recognition, which means that in the entire area that we cover at Tolls, most of the businesses don't have a clue what we offer at Tolls. And I'm glad they did the survey, because now that we know that, we can get the word out and work with people. Some of the things, and I've got some information here, I will send these around. These are the only copies I have. If any of you want a copy of one of these, write it down on a piece of paper and get it back to me, and I will get you a copy. But I've got three things here. This one is a new program that we're going to instigate. It's corporate and customized training program. We ask businesses what it is that they need, and we will provide it at their expense, but we will do the teaching of it. This one is our adult workforce education program, which is growing in all areas, and you can take a look at what's offered. We're also in line to pick up some additional funds next year to help supplement the money that we spend on adult education. Right now, we receive very little state and federal aid. But these are the programs that we have. There's a new one if you look in the upper, I believe, right-hand corner. These are programs that they put in. They're kind of a fun thing. There's, I think, some welding in there, but there's some artsy, craftsy things. And they did this last fall, and we had quite a few people sign up for it, so they offered it again. This is a card that went out to high school people to show them some ideas and some things that we've got going on for kids that are still in high school and the kind of things that they can get while they're still in high school, the training and so forth that's available to them. January 23rd is Legislative Day at Columbus, Ohio. Educators from across the state are going up to Columbus, and we're going to meet with our legislators on that day. I have scheduled into that. There's about five of us from Tolls that are going to talk to our legislators and try and convince them of the type of funding that we need and why we need it. There's a lot of confusion in the legislature about what we need for schools. One of them, one of the biggest ones is we've got a governor that's pushing very, very hard for voucher programs to take money out of public education and put it into private schools. He has a very good argument for that, because his argument is, if you send kids to a charter school, those kids do much better than they do in a poor local public school. I'm not sure it's because the funds are coming out of the state coffers to help those out. What it is you've got a group of parents that are interested in getting their kids better education, so they're going to send them to a school that's supposedly better and has proved that it's better. Unfortunately, doing that dooms all of the other kids in that school to a very, very poor education, because not only are they not going to get the money they've been getting, they're going to get less money than they were, and I don't think that that's going to improve the education of that local building. So if parents aren't taking the time to send their kids or to demand better education at their local school, it's not going to change. I think the governor needs to take a look at that before he pulls more money out of public education to put it into private education, and let's bring the level up of our local public schools so that we're training all of our kids, not just part of them. And that is the end of my report.
Anyone else?
I do have something. On Friday, OSBA is having a capital conference meeting to prepare for our next capital conference in November, and I am part of that committee. I got the booklet of stuff over the weekend. I was going through some of the comments that were made on there that some of the other attendees had and participants. I know we've had a few people from our district go. Boone and Tim are always there. I see Trish there a few days. So I want to talk to you guys and get your opinions. How did you like the Capital Conference? What do you think we can do a little bit different? I'll take your comments and put them with all the rest of them. And when we have our meeting on Friday, I'll bring them up. So we don't have to have those comments right now. But after the meeting, if you guys want to, you know, give me your 2 cents worth or nickels worth. I'll be willing to take it, write it down, and relay those comments on to the rest of the committee.
You can email them to
me. Sure, you can email them to me. I'd use my work email.
Okay. The only comment that I've got on that, I have been to the Ohio Principal Evaluation Program put on by ODE. It's a 2-day program, and they also offer I think it's about a 3-hour program that kind of summarizes that, and I think it would be good if the Ohio School Board Association had ODE put their short program on as one of the sessions at Capitol Conference. There's a lot of people that will schedule Capitol Conference, but to take the time to go to another meeting or something, they don't always have time to do that, and I think it'd be a tremendous offering for every board member in the state to be able to take that refresher that they've got on the evaluation system. It's new, it's difficult, but it's coming, and I think if it is done right and we don't start all over again with the next governor, I think we're going to have a tremendous evaluation system in the state of Ohio that will work. So, but that's
excellent.
I'd like to see that added to that.
And speaking to the evaluations, last meeting we received our input from Tim and Boone as far as goals and stuff for the upcoming. If the board doesn't have a problem, Don and I would like to try to put something together to have you guys for review at the next meeting and get your input at that point, because unless something's changed, this is your contract year, correct? So we're supposed to have another evaluation for the administrators by the end of this year, so, and probably in the first quarter if we can. So, okay. Did anyone sign up for public communication tonight? Sign-up sheets, is there any names on there? Does anyone want to speak to the board tonight? Okay. Moving on then with the approval of the minutes. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 18th meeting approved as written.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Detweiler, do you have a financial report for us this evening?
We do. We've got the PDF documents of all your financial statements. Boone and I were just talking about this actually before the meeting started. It's been roughly a year since we developed the 10-year plan back in February. So it'd be a good time for us at the next meeting to do the same thing, just kind of get an update on where we stand on the 10-year plan and the forecast and so on. We have to resubmit the forecast in May, so now would be a good time to start talking about that again. And in light of the PI levy vote that's tonight and possible operating levy later this year, it's a good time for us to get things back in order for this year.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that at the next meeting.
Good. Moving on with the financial action items, do I have a motion for item number one?
Mr. President, I move that upon a recommendation of the Treasurer that the December 2012 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for item number two.
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, the Board of Education approves the following tax rates and revenue for the calendar year 2013 as presented by the county auditor.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
If you notice, the rates didn't change a whole lot. They stayed roughly the same as last year, which was to be expected. They didn't have a big decrease or increase in valuation, so we stayed about the same. And this is just our housekeeping you have to do at this time of year to accept the rates so they can actually assess the taxes. So.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board of Education approve the following resolution determining to proceed to levy a tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation as presented.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
Again, this is the second resolution. As the board acts on this tonight, you're directing me to submit this as well as the first resolution and certification from the county auditor to the Board of Elections, at which time they'll certify that everything is in order and they will place the 2.5 mil replacement levy on the ballot for May.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number 4?
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, CFO, and the Board, employ Angela Sarah Kurt as EMIS coordinator bookkeeper as set by column 5 of the hourly exempt employees wages schedule as approved by the Board of Education. Mrs. Kurt's effective start date will be determined upon hiring of her secretarial position replacement at the Madison Plains Junior High.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion?
I'll just let the board know that Sarah was able to start yesterday, as Mr. Hall, his side of the district, was able to get somebody to take her place at the junior high. She's going to be a huge asset to the office. She's very competent in what we needed. And we were able to work on her compensation. As you know, Sarah's been with the district for about 9 years. So you can see she's at step 5. So we were able to work on that and keep that reasonable. So I think we did very well in getting Sarah in the office.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you.
No unfinished business. I'm sorry. Moving on to Mr. Hall.
First thing I'd like to do, January is a time that we recognize our board for all the hard work you do, for all the time you put in. This is sent out by the high school boards to show a appreciation from them. I would like to present these to you and also shake your hand. Mr. Detweiler will shake your hand also. We appreciate everything you do. I don't know if you'll ever get 50 people to run for the board, but good luck. I'm proud of the world. And Lynn Blankenship.
Mr. Brandt, thank you. Mr. Swanger, thank you.
Under my section, we have a person from the Mount Sterling area that took over the Mount Sterling Library that wants to introduce himself to the Board of Education. That being Mr. Christopher Cisco. Chris, is that?
That's right.
So, Chris, you have the floor, and I'd like at this time introduce Chris Cisco, the new librarian down from Mount Sterling.
I apologize. I didn't realize I'm turning off my cell phone was going to be noisier than it is. My name is Christopher Cisco. I'm taking over from Heidi Fletcher as the director of the Mount Sterling Library. So I wanted to take the opportunity to stop by and introduce myself to you. I occasionally like to stop by and keep you updated on some programs at the library that might also affect you, and keeping communication along those lines. One of those things right now is we are progressing with the bookmobile, and we just made the first payment. We had to pay the first $30,000 on the bookmobile, and then the rest will be with grant money. And we're also, as part of the grant, purchasing some early literacy materials to have permanently placed on the bookmobile, and we're beginning that process also. And that was part of our in-kind contribution to the grant. So that's going on, and we're hoping to be, if production of the bookmobile stays on target, we should be rolling it out this summer.
And where will the bookmobile go?
They have determined some spots, but we're not fully, we have not come up with a permanent schedule yet. Okay. I don't know if it will change from at different times from when schools are in, when it's not. So I have to read through all the grant material and so forth. I started yesterday, so kind of hitting the ground running, and I don't know all the aspects. But I do know that Rebecca Rector, Rector, who has co-wrote the grant with Heidi Fletcher, that she did update all the school principals. So,
good.
But we will be getting service out to the outlying districts. That's really important. She just showed me the survey results today that we were required to do before anyone knew that we were getting a bookmobile. And one of the biggest reasons for not using the library is distance. And that is very apparent, so, because it's such a large school district.
I think, was it last year that they tried a pilot program at the bookmobile? It seemed to go fairly well for them. I think they were in Midway for a weekend. And I don't know if they went to South Solon, but they were thinking about going out to South Solon and giving that a shot.
That might have been West Jeff, because we didn't have the bookmobile yet.
I think we have this at the township hall. They took some library books.
Oh, to the mini libraries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little kind of pilot program in preparation for having a full-fledged program going.
Yeah, you are correct.
So I was happy to see that they were able to do that. They had some fairly good success with it when they did that, so I was happy to see that too.
Well, we're really looking forward to extending library services out to the community.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Okay. You got a taste of how big we are, huh?
Yeah. Well, when I was coming in, I went here first, and I came in the doors, and I asked some people, do you know where the school board meeting is? They said, out the other building. So I went down there, and then they told me, no, it's down there. So I've got a nice tour of the buildings anyway.
Good.
That's one of the things, our signage, we're going to improve that a little bit, okay? Now that you know where to get here, we don't have to worry about it. Okay, second thing I'll bring the board up to date, we have done some temporary building security by locking the doors now. It'd be pretty hard to come in the front entrance and the back entrance as far as that goes. Also, we're looking at the, if you take a total of number of keys out in our district, we probably have between 35 and 5,000 keys running around in this district that over the years that people have duplicated, which you're not supposed to. So what we feel one of the biggest things is getting control of our doors, being able to lock them and know who comes and goes in these buildings. So we're looking at a different key system. That will depend on the cost, door monitors, cameras at the main doors that the secretary possibly can unlock from their office where they don't have to walk out to the doors, these type things. Several things we're looking at, and later on you see where we said, hey, we need to continue to move on this, and we need this necessity now instead of bidding the project out. And we're not going to go hog wild. And try to keep you update the next meeting as to what our figures come up with and what they recommend to secure these buildings a little better. Again, I don't think we can do anything to keep a crazy from coming into our building, but certainly we'll try everything we can to make it a little bit more challenging for them. But the first thing we have to do is get control of being able to secure these buildings. It's a little change for all of us. We've got a role in it. We talked about it today. Principals have a role, parents have a role, students have a role. Because sometimes students will open doors, they'll be near a door, and someone will come up and they'll let the person in. So it's the training of students, too, that we have to be conscious of.
Currently in our buildings, Boone, do we have any training or drills that our students do for that purpose? If a threat does come into the building, I mean, is there a code that's sent across the PA or something that alerts the teachers? And if that does happen, do they know where to take the kids? Do they know what to do? Or is that something that needs...
We have a thing we call a lockdown. If someone comes into the building, then where the kids will go to, primarily in the classroom, and the classroom mm-hmm. doors are locked. Now, the problem with that, some of our classroom doors, they have to step out in the hallway to lock them, but that's the way it is because you can't lock them where they can't get out from the inside.
Correct.
So,
by code. Yeah, I just wondered if that
so
was
we
something.
We have the lockdown, we have the fire drills, we have the tornado drills.
Yeah. I just didn't know if that was something that, you know, if.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, if a student, if that did happen, I know some school districts have, you know, a certain name that they'll put across the PA system or something, and when the teachers hear that name, they know there's something wrong and that they need to take precautions with the children and stuff. And I didn't know if we had something in place to.
It varies from building to building. It's what that code is.
Mr. Hall, could you explain what you just said about they have to step outside and lock the door?
Like these doors here, you can't lock them. You can't lock them from the inside. You have to step outside and use your key and lock them.
And what's that do?
That keeps the person from outside coming into this room.
Also keeps somebody from inside from going out?
No. You can go out. That's why we can't lock it from the inside. It doesn't have the button lock.
That's why you have to go outside. The key lock's not a button lock.
No, they can get out, but the person can't get in. And at the high school, what are you doing, Chris? The teachers, they just lock their doors? And
we're just bringing our doors locked. And if, you know, I need to enter, or another teacher needs to enter, we just use our internal master key.
It's not ideal, but it's what we've got to work with. But mainly this next phase, we're working on securing the outside. As well. We'll bring you some numbers, hopefully at the next meeting, as to what we recommend. Any other questions? Just make the board aware of some of the larger projects that we have going on. We're replacing some of the windows in the 4-6 building that are, when a good heavy rain, a lot of water comes inside the building, so we have several of those that we'll be replacing, and at different times we'll replace some more. At the wastewater plant, that is one of our improvements that we were looking at. New air motors that pumps air into the system, new plumbing, new grates, and also Dave trying to get some more lighting on that west end of the high school building. We haven't figured out a way to do that yet to get enough electric out to those edge of the road where we have light coverage out there. We're looking for a light that we can put on the side of the building maybe to cast it out, but we haven't found that.
Can't put a mercury light on those poles?
Which one?
Any of them that are out on that side of the building.
Well, you have to run the proper electric to it, and that means you've got to run the line back all the way through.
So what you're telling me is we need the first one of our first priorities should be looking to see how when we can get more electricity out here then, right? Are we working on that? Because that's what we hear all the time, we don't have enough power for anything.
You can do whatever you want to pay. It's very expensive, and it's you're in a dangerous territory. There's all kind of lines going through there: electric lines, water lines, fiber lines. So unless somebody can figure out a way to get it out there, we aren't going to give up on it. I know it may seem like I am on that.
Well, that's contingent upon the PI replacement too.
Right.
It's part of that plan that the impact committee's been looking at, where we've got everything planned out. HVAC, electric to this building, and electric other places as part of that replacement plan.
Would be a lot cheaper to put it on the building than it would be to put it on a pole. Because you could run your electric through the building and come out
right,
the side.
But we can't get the coverage out where the people park out there for a problem. But we'll work on it. They may have a light that we can run like that. We'll go out there.
Yeah, it should.
And then the new LED lights takes a lot more electric, so maybe we can get something. also, I don't know if you're up on the 8-foot fluorescent lights that we have in our bus compound. Those were put in there in 1978. In a few years, you won't be able to get that particular light. So we're going to have to look at changing that lighting out in the bus compound. Again, as Tim says, hinging on this, what our PI can do. We can only do so much if our PI doesn't come up in May and we'd like for it to. The next part, just make the board aware that our impact is still pretty active. Marie's sitting here in the front is part of that group. We met in South Solon on the 10th. We didn't have a overflow crowd. Had three or four people from the village, which is fine, plus the people that normally come to our impact group. Our primary purpose of that was to put our strategy down as to how we're going to get the message out to our community as the need for our replacement levy and also our November emergency levy that we're looking at. Ken, thanks for coming over. Ken came over that night. We appreciate that.
Sorry, I was late.
But we had a good meeting and had learned a lot about South Seoul and what it used to be. Sort of, wasn't it, Marie?
Yeah.
And the next part, we plan to go in Midway. We plan to go to Mount Sterling, Fairfield. We're going to circle the district again to see if we can get this out to people if they want to be part of it. So we'll do everything we can. We also need a levy chairperson. Marie won't do it. If you know someone that wants to organize this thing, send the name my way, or Tim's way, or just send us word on it.
Your next meeting for MPAC was January 24th?
24th, yeah. Hopefully we'll have someone that we can get started on our campaign, on our getting our information out to the community.
And that meeting will be here? Or?
Yes, that meeting will be here. We'll be getting our football committee together for our football coach in the next few days. We have several people, five or six people that have shown an interest in that. And we'll get that process started and I'll try to keep you up the next time how close we are. Don, you mentioned the OTES. We were at a meeting yesterday where we talked about OTES. That's a continuous thing. With the Race to the Top with Karen and the group and the OTS, the Race to the Top, the OIP that we're working on for our district, all that stuff ties together. And we had a meeting today, practically all day. I'm surprised these guys are still here, not asleep. But our goal is to try to get that, we'll get bits and pieces to the board on this plan so you can see what's coming up. Our goal is 1st of April to have something in place where we can start to move in a more definite direction. But our principals and administrators have met on Saturday to work on this, and we may even have a few more Saturdays so people can get it into their. And we do need to move on this because it's hope to have some things in place here before the time that we're school.
Are all of our principals currently certified?
Yes.
Okay.
Plus Karen and Joe. Anyone that does an evaluation of the staff.
Has to have you. Okay.
And that's all I have. If you have questions.
Anyone have any unfinished business tonight to address? Moving on to new business. Do I have a motion for item number one? I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the following board policies as presented.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Linda. Discussion?
Yeah, I've got it. Isn't this supposed to be the second reading?
Second.
Final.
Yeah.
This is the first reading.
No,
down.
We had given policies last
meeting. I voted down last meeting.
This is the second.
Second.
Under new business, it says second.
That's correct.
Would you like to amend your motion?
Yes.
That's all he has to do, right?
You want to amend the motion to, instead of first reading?
Second. Yeah, I meant to say second because I knew it was a second, so if I read first, I apologize.
Do the motion and the second still stand?
Yes.
Roll call.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number two?
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Amanda Kelly as an aide on a 109-day contract, step zero, effective December 10th.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number three?
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ Terry Brown as substitute bus driver, effective January 10th, 2013.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for item four.
Make a motion upon recommendation, superintendent, the board approve a leave of absence for Bobby Schilling beginning January 3rd, 2013 through March 31st, 2013. It says 03, but it should be 13.
Boy, that's a long one.
Due to personal health issues.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item five?
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following basketball supplemental contracts for the 2012-2013 school year. Daniel Stockham, Kevin Stockham, and Kelly Durbin, all basketball coaches.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item six?
Make a motion upon recommendation, superintendent, the board approve the membership dues of $1,275 to Madison County Family Council beginning January 1, 2013 through December 31st, 2013.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item seven?
I make a motion upon recommendation of superintendent to authorize the advertisement to accept sealed bids for the purchase of 2 78-passenger school buses.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Is this just taking bids?
This is part of our 10-year plan. We called it 2 to 13. If our levy, if our replacement levy passes, we get 2 for 14. But if it doesn't, then that's what comes off.
It says for the advertisement to accept bids.
It's for bids. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion for item number eight? I'll make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board declare an urgent necessity in order to update building security in the elementary, intermediate, and junior high and high school buildings. By declaring urgent necessity, the board recognizes that the building security needs immediate attention, and with this declaration, the board authorizes the superintendent to dispense with competitive bidding requirements and to seek proposals for update of building security. Urgent necessity is declared in accordance with Ohio Revised Code 133.06. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion by myself, seconded by Linda. Discussion.
I have no problem with this, and I'll vote for it, but I didn't see there was a need to actually have this. You could have spent anything you need on the security of the building, correct? I mean, we have never turned anything like that down before.
That's correct. However, if it gets over the certain amount, then we have to put it out for competitive bidding, $25,000.
He wants to be able to.
So we're just going to avoid that.
Right. We'll still have more than one bid. It just won't be, an open wall. We will still have bids, but
we won't have to take the time to advertise them and wait to get them in the paper and then get them back.
And those will still be brought to the board for approval at that point, correct? Because are we bringing outside vendors in to look at our situation and then make recommendations? Is that the idea?
You can spend whatever amount you want.
Right.
So you're not limited. You know, once we get above whatever that limit is, that you have to have a competitive bid, and we can have whatever come in higher than that. But since we've said it's an urgent necessity, we don't have to really go for a competitive bid on that.
Correct.
So you're able to pick whoever you want for that, and then bring it to the board and say, this is who we have doing the work, and it's halfway done or whatever. Is that my understanding?
As soon as we get all our tab sheets in from everyone and decide what direction we're going, we'll send something out to the board so you'll know what's going on.
I'm not so sure I'm comfortable with that idea.
Comfortable with what idea?
With not being able to, with not going to competitive bidding. I don't see why that would be an issue.
Because it takes longer.
Yeah, it's a time issue.
You have to announce them and put them in the paper and publicize them so long, and it's going to take longer to do that. And since we're trying to make sure that security and safety is our number one issue, this expedites the situation a little quicker.
We can cut 6 weeks off of the time, because all they have to do is make a phone call and say, hey, would you come out and take a look at our situation and give us a bid, as opposed to writing up an RFP and putting it in a paper and waiting 6 weeks for that to come back. We can do this in a couple of days and get the same results.
Well, that's true.
We're not bypassing anything other than we're not going to advertise it in the newspaper.
It says in the motion that we're going to dispense with competitive bidding requirements and to seek proposals for the update of building security because of urgent necessity. So we'll still have the proposals once he gets everything. He'll bring them to us. But this way we don't have to wait the 6 weeks. We don't have to advertise. He could contact some people that would give us some ideas of what we can do, and we'll expedite it a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, we don't know what the answers are to these and what we really need. So to do competitive bidding, wouldn't we have to say, everybody price this and we don't know what those are.
Yeah.
So we're relying on the outside people to let us know where our downfalls.
You'd have to come up with an itinerary of what you want them to bid on.
Right, to get competitive bidding, because they can't compete.
So this way, they can give us some options, and we can look at different options.
Right. So we just want to make sure that those proposals include all those different options, and the board is still going to have the final say as who's getting the job to do that work.
I'm not going to spend that kind of money without the board looking at the paperwork.
I just want to be sure that we get to decide.
We're just trying to expedite the procedures as fast as we can.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship.
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do I have a motion under donations?
I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent that we approve all of the following donations listed. I'm not going to read them all, but there's several. Mr. Morlock can list them on the screen for people to see if he wants to.
I'll second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion?
Hats off to the band boosters. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did a great job.
Sure, Creek. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Motion carries.
I do not have anything for executive session unless anyone else does this evening. The next regular meeting will be February 19th at 7 p.m. And at this point, I make a motion that we adjourn at 8:04.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Don. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship? Motion carries.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Maybe we beat the snow home.
Hello.
Good to see you again.